Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bethany Clock is in for Gina this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, when we have a newshound named Finn, it doesn't matter what the dog is. I love that name.
I know. Write it down so that your next dog can be named Finn because it's adorable.
Is it, you think, short for Finnegan?
I don't know.
Or just Finn?
I don't know. I have no Huckleberry Finn? I don't know.
That's a good one, too.
Well, Finn's a Boston Terrier.
Yes.
Of all the Terriers, the Boston Terriers, they look cool. They got, you know, all that nice striping.
Yep.
They seem like cool dogs.
Yep. Well, Finn definitely fits that. He's 8 years old. He's little. He's only 21 pounds. And he was surrendered because his family's financial situation changed. So it's a very sad story. It's obvious that he was loved because the detailed notes that they gave us about their dog is just phenomenal for the next family so they can know what's up. And it's also still sad that they can't keep him.
Yeah.
But
it is nice, though, that they gave you a little bit of history, because a lot of the mm-hmm. dogs that you get, you have absolutely no history.
Right. Now, Finn, we often talk about plug-in dogs. I think that unless you have cats in the home, Finn could pretty much be a plug-in dog. He does not enjoy the company of cats. He lived with another dog, but still a meet and greet is suggested so that he can get to know them. He lived with kids. He loved playing with the kids. Now, this is super important as we enter fall/winter. He's totally 100% housebroken.
That's a big one.
As a dog owner, you can't beat that.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in the wintertime. A lot of times dogs don't like to go out, but when they know they have to, they will.
And you don't have to take them out. So that's
nice.
Important. He's also crate trained. So when they weren't home, he stayed in his crate. He also slept in his crate, and he enjoyed playing with his toys in his crate.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot of pluses with this dog.
I know. I don't really think there's any negatives, really. He knows sit and stay. He loves treats, raw hides, and stuffed animals.
Me too.
No.
But Finn, you know, Boston Terrier, when you get one of these dogs into the SPCA, I'm guessing they don't last too long.
I don't think Finn will. So we open at 11 today. If you're interested, I would suggest coming down. We can't place dogs or any other animals mm-hmm. on hold. And let's see who can get Finn.
Yeah, it's almost like last week when it was a
husky,
a Siberian husky,
yeah.
that was the news hound of the week that Gina brought by. And I was just kind of floored that this dog was available, because like you never see one at the SPCA, and mm-hmm. like how has they not been just snatched up by even somebody who works there? And Finn's kind of the same sort of deal, where, you know, Boston Terrier like this, he sure gets a lot of attention turning heads.
I think he will. So he was not available yesterday because he was neutered yesterday. So I kind of snuck in and put him on hold for today's media segment. So that's why all the listeners are the first to know that Finn is at the SPCA.
And if you don't get Finn, I was looking through your site, there's a lot of other great dogs to choose from.
Yes, we have tons of dogs right now. We have tons of cats. We still have kittens, if you can believe it. So we have chinchillas right now. We have bunnies.
Wow.
We have adoptable ducks, too. I want to point out the ducks.
Hey, I know you always have reptiles,
yep.
right?
Yep, we have turtles right now. We have it's not a lizard. I saw it on our Facebook or on our website last week before I went on vacation. I'd never heard of this type of reptile before, but so we have odd reptiles available too.
People love those odd ones.
Yes, they
right?
do.
Kimono dragons and things like that.
I don't even remember.
You
what
have
the
an
name
adoptable
was.
Duck?
Yeah, we have several. Mm-hmm.
Who's adopting a duck?
Somebody with a barn and a pond.
Okay. What if the duck flies away?
I don't really have an answer to that.
They fly away. I didn't know you can adopt a duck.
Yeah, you can adopt ducks from us. You can adopt geese when we have them.
Does a duck make
too,
a good
pet?
Yeah,
you?
We've had pigs.
Is a duck a good pet?
I think so. My friends have a dairy farm, and they used to have a goose named George. So in the wintertime, he stayed in the barn with the cows. And in the summer, he would go out and swim in the pond. He was just, you know, there. A farm pet, yeah.
You know what? I had a relative who had a pet goose
mm-hmm.
who couldn't fly.
Oh.
Maybe a broken wing or something. Mm-hmm. He couldn't fly. Made a great pet, though. I
See?
Mean, sometimes she even brought him in.
Was the goose house
scared
broken?
Me. No, I mean, if she brought him in, it was for very short periods. You know?
Yeah, you can't really house train a goose.
Yeah, you wouldn't see me do that, but no. Anyway, it really acted like a pet, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm kind of stunned by that. I'd have to see that in person to really believe it.
Come on down to 300 Harlem Road, and I'll introduce you to the ducks.
Well, Finn is more my speed.
Okay.
Finn, the Boston Terrier, and everybody else, all the other dogs at the SPCA. Yes. That's kind of where I would rather spend my time. But you can go check out Finn today, available at the SPCA, and like we said, if not Finn, you might have to get there a little early for Finn because I have a feeling he's going to be in high demand.
Sometimes you have a line out your door, don't you, before you open?
Yes, and then we have to do a lottery. So Finn might be a lottery. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lottery.
Make it fair to everyone.
All right. That should be interesting. Well, Finn, check out the photos, too, at News Radio 930.
Bethany, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bethany Clark from the SPCA, serving Erie County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.